Chapter 2. Robin walked into her building and back up to her apartment. She poured a glass of iced tea that she carried around with her and sipped as she walked through the rooms. It felt good to have her apartment back again. Her eyes saw the spaces that his leaving had uncluttered. She spread her clothing back into all the drawers of her bureau. She moved the lamp and table back into the corner where he'd piled his suitcase and things. Changed the sheets on the bed. She cleaned the bathroom. She felt the apartment returning to her. When the phone rang, she jumped. The rings sounded like Ron. He wondered if she wanted to come back or if his car had broken down, and would she let him? Alex's voice had an accent that he'd never lost or wanted to lose. It was almost the last thing he still had from his own country. "Did Ron leave?" "A while ago." "Do you want me to come over?" "Tonight? I'm not sure that I can get away." "I want you to come over tonight," said Robin. "I'll have to try to work it out. I'll talk to you then." She put down the phone and started to cry. She paced through the rooms crying. Maybe she should just pack up and leave. Maybe this wasn't a good place to be. Maybe Ron was right, and Alex had been making her into something that she would hate herself for being. She needed time. She needed to feel secure in herself. And the men in her life never understood that. It was why nothing ever worked. They just wouldn't give her the time to decide how she wanted her life to turn out, because they were afraid that it would turn out without them. Fuck them. It was her life, and her life didn't come along with any obligation to share it with anyone. And that included her cousin. Of course, it seemed really shitty to start fucking Alex in Penelope's house while her cousin was giving her a place to stay until she found something of her own. No one would know or care about how Penny had told her that she had grown to detest sex with men and how she hinted she wanted to sleep with her. So she had started fucking Alex. She needed to have someone, and he was right there, going to waste. Robin took a long, cool bath. She thought about going swimming, but decided she didn't want to leave the apartment. The sky was building up to its usual late-afternoon thunderstorm. She got out of the tub to answer the phone. It was Amanda. "Well, do you live?" She scrunched her face. "Yes, he's gone, and I'm quite alive, thank you." They both giggled. "Was it difficult?" "Everything about Ron is difficult." "What about Alex?" "I told him to come over tonight." "Good for you. You haven't really enjoyed yourself all summer. When are you working again?" "Not until tomorrow night." "Do you want to have lunch and do something tomorrow?" said Robin. "Sure. You call me up when you get up." As Robin went back into the bathroom, the sky blew up. She put on a t-shirt and a pair of panties, sat in front of an open window. The view was magnificent. The wind was driving the rain clouds over her head like a herd of black horses. Their hooves thundered and the lightning cracked like a whip. The rain beat down and foamed like seltzer water being sprayed into the ground. In minutes, the street flooded onto the sidewalk. Then the street became a rapidly flowing river. And then pavement disappeared, and it was all water, rushing with fury everywhere. After about 3/4 of an hour, the ferocity of the storm subsided and just became rain. But it was still too deep to allow for traffic. The next time the phone rang, it was Alex. "I've got a good idea," I could say that the car was flooded and that I got stranded. I could be there in 10 minutes. Okay, said Robin, but be careful. The street actually is bad. I'll get there if I have to swim. Robin laughed and told him goodbye. When Alex got there, Robin realized that she was horny. She stared at his ass as he turned around. She watched his hips and his crotch as he walked through the kitchen, bent down to kiss her. His aftershave smelled good. His lips tasted sweet. His dark curly hair and his slight frame excited her. She liked his glasses. They looked European. She didn't want to make small talk. She didn't want to talk about Ron. She got up from the couch, brought him through the French doors that led into her bedroom. She undid his pants and sat down on the bed. His balls and cock looked like bulging fruit in the plum-colored jockey shorts. She put her hands inside and rubbed them. Ah, I have missed having you like this, he moaned. She climbed on top of him and rubbed her cunt along his leg. She reached down and pulled his cock out over the top of his waistband. When it was very hard, she crammed it inside of her and bounced like a person riding a horse. She came hard and screamed through the first stages of her orgasm. Then he jerked and sprayed his sperm into her. She held his shoulders and bucked until she felt it go soft. Alex was in and out in an hour. Robin let the apartment get dark. She sat in her living room and scooped out half a cantaloupe. She was wondering about how far Ron had gotten. She was feeling cheap. A midnight black cat with white socks rubbed against her legs. Well, isn't it nice to see that you are still around? Where have you been hiding all day? The cat meowed and walked into the kitchen. Robin heard her lap some water and then saw her standing in the doorway. Their eyes met. She meowed again. He isn't here anymore. He went back home and didn't want you. The cat meowed again, walked quickly through the living room, through the French doors, into the bedroom. She rubbed against the leg of the bed and meowed again. Don't take it out on me. It's not my fault that he left. Then he came back into the living room and sat at her feet in front of the rocking chair. She swished her tail along the floor and then made a sudden leap into Robin's lap. She meowed again. I know. I liked having him around too. It just couldn't work out. He really didn't love either one of us until we were gone. Do you remember how long it used to take him to change your litter box? Do you remember how many times he forgot to feed you? Do you remember how scared he was to let you out because he was always afraid of what other people thought about black cats? Robin was crying now. There were no sobs, just a steady stream of tears that filled her eye sockets and then rolled down her face. This is stupid, she said, and got up to throw out the cantaloupe rind. Lenny jumped from her lap as she rose, meowed again, and disappeared back into a hiding place. Robin settled down by the phone. She began to read a play called Birdbath. She continued to cry as she read. It was one of the plays that she and Ron had done back together in New Jersey. It was about a girl who had killed her mother and then gone to a luncheonette where she was befriended by a counterman who was also a would-be poet. She began to smile as she cried. Every time they had tried to rehearse the play, they had ended up making love. On the floor of his mother's office and his mother's living room, at school, at Surprise Lake, it seemed that whenever they held each other, sex was the result. Then there was the night of the drama festival. He had gotten mixed up and delivered a line from the end of the scene at the beginning. Their eyes met quickly, and they decided to just go on and ad-lib their way back to the key pieces of action. The audience loved them. They were given the Best Scene Award. Of course, Ron decided to tell them that they'd made a mistake when he got up to say thank you, and of course, he managed to make them feel like fools for awarding the scene anything. But she loved him for that, too. What she hated was his dependencies, his drugs, his friends, and his family. What she hated was how he had become oblivious to how dependent he was on her. He just expected her to keep on doing things for him forever. What he was going through now was not heartbreak as much as it was withdrawal. He would never remember that she wanted him to leave New Jersey with her. He would never remember how she warned him about how much he was going to miss her and how she wasn't going to guarantee that she would wait for him. Then he shows up out here after almost a year without his drugs, his friends, and his family, and expects me to just drop my life and replace everything with him. And he calls that love. What did he expect her to do? Robin had been crying for what seemed like forever. She closed the book that she hadn't been reading for a long time and stared at the telephone. He wasn't going to call. She knew that now. He had left her again. More correctly, she had driven him out and it had set her back. She hadn't felt this lonely in months and months. It was 10:30 p.m. Minnesota time when Robin dialed her mother's phone number. She answered on the third ring. Robin could hear the slur in her mother's voice. "Hello? Hi, it's me. Robin, is that you? Robin? How are you?" "I fell down, Robin." Robin winced and bit her lips. "You did? Are you hurt?" "I think I broke my arm." "Did you go to the hospital?" "I haven't told anybody yet. I was going to call you." "I'm in Minnesota." "I know. Why did you go there? Didn't you know I needed you? Didn't you know this would happen to me?" Robin swallowed her tears. She knew that if she started crying, her mother would know something was wrong. "I think that you should call the police." "No police. I don't want police." Robin was trying to hold on, but her jaw was quivering. "Well, I think you should see a doctor in the morning." "I don't know how to get there. My arm hurts too much." "What about your friend, Trudy?" "Who?" "Trudy, the woman who lives next door. She went out. When you hear Trudy come home, why don't you tell her what happened?" "I did tell her." "When?" "Yesterday." "When did you fall down?" "I don't know." "Listen, Mom, I gotta go now. I'll call you back in the morning." "When?" "In the morning." "Okay, I'll see you then, Robin." Robin heard her hang up the phone. She stormed through the rooms. She threw herself on the bed, slammed her fists into the mattress. After a while, she went to her closet and got down her winter blankets. She arranged them under her sheet in a long cylinder next to her, shut off the light, and held them until she was asleep.